Oh. Hey. I was just getting some water. We were just sleeping, and I just came down for some water. Just like what? Oh, this? Yeah, we were playing dress up, and I think I must have just fallen asleep in this. Yeah, no, I know. We would never actually wear something like this. Like, a dress this short. I mean, yeah, no, we were just playing dress up, just playing around. Anyway, I better get back to bed. What? No, we weren't drinking. No, really. Are you sure that's what you smell? That's weird. Okay. Yes, mister. It is. I'm sorry, we just had a couple beers that I stole from my parents' fridge. Just, you know, a little innocent fun. No, yeah, I promise. We were just drinking them in her room, just trying on clothes, you know? You saw us leaving? And coming home at 3 in the morning? Oh. She's sleeping. No, it's not the first time something like this has happened. I'm sorry. What? She never told me that. What do you mean she's not supposed to be hanging out with me? But what? But you've known me forever. I don't understand. How could you say that? This is like a second home to me. I mean, I know I haven't been around much lately, but my reputation? You mean you just believe what everyone has been saying about me? No, it's not true. Hardly any of it, anyway. But yeah, I mean, I understand. I won't come here anymore after tonight. You won't see me again, okay? Is that what you want to hear? I can't blame you, I guess. And why you wouldn't want someone like me around your daughter? I guess I wouldn't either. I guess you think I'm a slut too. Just like everyone else. I know what you've heard. I know what you think of me. How you judge me. How you looked at me when you saw me wearing the little dress I'm wearing right now. That look in your eyes. But that wasn't all that was there, was it? Mm-hmm. You know, since we're being so honest with each other, you're not so innocent yourself, are you, mister? So quick to jump to a teenager about her life choices, but what about you? Like, I don't see the way you look at me. No. I'm not going anywhere. I've been, like, almost a part of this family since I was like 10. And you're just gonna write all that off because of these rumors you heard? After what you did? Uh-huh. Yeah. I know what you did. What you did with Katie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told me. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. But just to spell it out for you, Katie told me what happened when she slept over here last summer. Mm-hmm. Your daughter's innocent little friend. Katie's not a slut like me, is she? Because Katie was a virgin before she sucked your dick. Mm-hmm. Where's all your moral indignation now, mister? Yeah. All gone. And I was right, wasn't I? How you were looking at me? You like my slutty little dress, don't you? You just wouldn't want your daughter wearing it. But you like it on me, don't you? Because you like little girls, don't you, mister? Mm-hmm. You like to touch them and cuddle with them when your daughter is sleeping and put your cock in their mouths, don't you? Can I tell you something? When Katie told me what happened, I was so jealous. Not that I really thought about, like, doing that kind of stuff with you, but I guess I wanted you to like me. I wanted to be your favorite. Or, besides Leah, I mean. I always saw what a good dad you were to her, and I just wanted to feel like part of, you know, part of the family. And then Katie started hanging around more often, and then I heard what happened, and it just kind of made me mad. Like, it was cheating or something. Like, she wouldn't be able to just, you know, take my place. Just because she, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's when I started to hang around less. And the rest of the year, well, it seems like you've heard all about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably all true what you've heard. Yeah. I wish I could be like Leah. I've tried so hard. Always looked up to her. She makes it look so easy. But I can't. Because nobody really cares if I am or not. I used to think that you cared. Thought that having a friend like Leah and being accepted in your home made me, like, well, like Leah, I guess. Normal, nice, happy, accepted. I don't know. But that was just a little naive girl's fantasies, right? A little girl playing pretending she has a daddy who cares about her. I know what you do care about, though, don't I? I can do what Katie did, if that's what you want. It's okay. Let me show you. Let me be good. Let me be good for you. It's okay. It's okay, mister. It's okay if you, just let me do it. Let me just slide my warm little hand down your pants like this. Wrap my little fingers around your very hard cock and then give you sweet since I heard what you did. This is all I wanted. To show you what I would do. So you would hold me and kiss me and touch me. And if I have to have my hand around your cock for you to care, that's okay. Because Leah doesn't get these kinds of kisses. Does she, Daddy? No. She doesn't. Leah doesn't get to take her daddy's cock out of his pants like this. She touch you like this? Yeah? Is it okay now? Is it okay that I'm not like her? You mind anymore? You don't mind that I wear tight little dresses and sneak out of the house with your daughter and to play with boys? You like me anyway now, don't you? Touching your dick like this, stroking your cock. You don't care what they say about me. Yeah, maybe you even like it. Does it get your dick hard? Knowing how easy I am? Knowing how much I want you to care. Knowing you can probably make me do whatever you want. Yeah? What are you gonna make me do, mister? Are you gonna make me suck your dick like Katie? That gets your dick hard, doesn't it? Yeah. Want a blowjob, mister? Make me show you what I'll do for your attention. It's okay. I'll blow you if that's what you want. I guess you don't mind if I'm a slut, as long as I'm a slut for you. Yeah, grab my ass. I like it. Yeah. Slide my dress up. Slide my little dress up and make me show you my dear little pussy. Yeah. Just like this, Daddy. Just like this. Hold your little girl. Hold your little girl. With your fingers in my cunt. Just hold me. I'll do whatever you want. Yes. Take my tits out. Yeah. Perky little baby girl tits. Just touch me and hold me with your dick in my little hand. My warm little fingers jerking you off just like this. Right here. Right here in your kitchen with your pants around your ankles. Like this? Yeah. Is this why you want to keep me away from your daughter, mister? Because I jerk off older men when no one's looking. Because I'm just a little slut who wants to be loved. Ow! My hair. Yes. Well, look at you. Yes, I do. I like being a little slut. I want to be your favorite. I do. I want to be your baby girl. Yes, I will. I'll be a good baby girl for Daddy. Yes. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your cock for you. Ow. Yes. I'll be Daddy's little baby girl cocksucker. On the couch. Yeah. On my knees. Okay. Yes, Daddy. I do. I want to. Can I suck your cock, Daddy? I'm gonna be a good girl. Such a good girl for you. Baby's mouth. This is what I wanted. Yes, Daddy. Ever since I was a little girl, I just wanted Daddy's dick in my mouth. I can try. Yeah. Okay. I'll go slow. Deep. Yeah. tell me how to do it. Teacher, baby. How to suck your cock. I like it. Yes, Daddy. I'm a good girl. I know. Yeah, I want you to show me. Show me how you like little girls to suck you off. Hold my head. I'll take it. I'll take it, Daddy. Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come for baby? Come in my mouth. I bet you like that, wouldn't you? Just make me take it. You can come for me. You can come for your sweet little baby. Your sweet little baby girl slut. Tell me I'm good. Tell me I'm a good girl while I look up at you and stroke your wet, slobbery dick. Tell me I'm your favorite. Thank you, mister. Tell me you like little sluts. Yeah, you do. 'Cause little sluts suck your dick, don't they, mister? And they jerk you off so good, don't they? Just like this. Make you wanna come?